Hallelujah. 在这里奉耶稣基督的圣名来讲道。
Hallelujah. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
感谢耶稣带领啊，让我们有这个机会一起聚集，来学习我们这一次的个人宣道的技巧这个讲习。
And praise and thank God for His wonderful guidance that we can gather here today to study the techniques of personal evangelism.
我们这一次呢也有预备了简单的这个讲义提供给我们大家做参考。
And we have also prepared a short handout for our reference.
那么我们要宣道，我们当然要认识我们的福音。
And of course, in order for us to evangelize first, we must be familiar with the gospel that we preach.
那么当我们要告诉别人一个好消息的时候，
And when we want to share the good news with others,
首先我们要清楚这个好消息的内容是什么。
First, we must be clear about the content of this good news.
它的好在什么地方？
Why is it so good?
那么当我们在问这个它的内容是什么的时候，
And when we are asking about its content,
我们会问到它的底细，它到底本质是什么。
And we will go back to the root and the source and the essence of the gospel.
一个东西的价值是在于它的本质跟它的功能。
And the value of an object liesIn its effectiveness and also in its function.
由这两个条件呢来决定。
And that's how we determine whether an object is good or not.
如果这个按钮它是用纯金做的，那么它的价值就比用纯铁做的来得更高了。
And if this bell ring in my hand is constructed out of gold instead of iron, then the value will be higher.
因为金属金的纯金的本质会比纯铁的本质来得更昂贵，更难得。
Because the essence of gold itself as a material is more valuable than that of iron.
就是从本质来做一个区别来决定。
And that's how we compare the difference in terms of the nature of these two different materials.
但是第二个决定的因素就是它的功能，它能不能发挥。
But the second method to determine whether this is a good object or not depends on its function.
这个好消息跟人的关系是什么？对人的帮助是什么？
And that is to say, this good news, how good is it? What help can it give to mankind?
假如这是一个纯金做的按钮，但是它已经故障了，没有办法来发挥它的功能。
And in the same way, if this bell is constructed out of gold, but however, it cannot work anymore, there is somehindrance to its construction.
那么以它被期待被设计要发挥的功能这一个层面来看呢，显然它是让我们失望。
Then it will bring us great disappointment because of the high expectation that we have.
那么它的价值就会大大的降低了。
And because it no longer carries any function, therefore it is no longer any good.
我们要传福音。
We want to evangelize.
这是教会存在的原因。
And that is the main reason for the existence of the church.
这是主耶稣给我们末世教会的使命。
And it's also the great commission that our God, our Lord Jesus Christ, has given us during the end times.
传福音是教会的生命。
And to evangelize, it is the life of the church.
教会停止传福音，它就不再有属灵的生命。
And if a church stops evangelism, then this church has no longer any life in it.
我们从主耶稣领受的圣灵。
And we have received the Holy Spirit from our Lord Jesus.
他差派我们。
And He has sent us.
今天教会存在的原因是因为我们能够来宣道。
And today the existence of the church is because we are here to evangelize.
所以我们应该来看重这件事情。
And that is why it's important for us to pay emphasis upon this.
我们在第一个时间里头要跟各位来谈的，就是让我们来再一次认识福音的本质是什么。
And in the first part of this series, first, let us understand what is the essence of this gospel.
我们从四个角度来探讨。
And we shall look at it from four perspectives.
福音的本质到底是什么？
What is the true essence of the gospel?
它是神的大能。
First, it is to manifest the almighty power of God.
神全能的表现。
And it manifests God in His all entity.
福音是从神来的。
Because the gospel comes from God Himself.
显示出神的能力。
And it manifests the great power of God.
而且是以神的全能做后盾去推动。
And it lies in the power of God in order for it to drive its force outward.
神的全能使这个好消息成为真的。
And this power of God allowed this gospel to become true.
让听见这福音接受的人真的能够得到福音的好处。
So that whoever who hear this gospel, they can truly receive the life within it.
所以福音它的本质就是神的大能。
And that is why the essence of the gospel itself is the power of God.
我们首先来参考一个经文。
First, let us look into the Bible.
请看罗马书第一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章十六节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
一章十六节。
Romans 1 verse 16.
这里保罗他说，他不以福音为耻。
And over here, Paul says that I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
也就是说，他传福音啊，并不是一件啊可耻的事情。
And that is to say, to share the gospel or to evangelize is not a shameful thing.
一个人认为一件事情是可耻的，会使他的心智啊被磨灭了，他没有志气，他没有胆量，他没有勇气啊去做这件事情。
And if a person is shameful of some action, then they will shrink, they will become inferior, and they will have no longer any courage to do it.
那么为什么保罗他能够这么大胆的、放胆的宣讲，甚至他愿意为福音来牺牲呢？
And why is it that Paul over here we can see that he is full of confidence and he is willing to charge and spread the gospel?
因为福音并没有可耻的地方。
Because there's nothing to be ashamed about regarding the gospel.
为什么没有可耻的地方？
Why is it that there's nothing to be shameful of?
它本是神的大能啊。
Because it is the power of God.
它要叫一切相信的人。
And it will allow everyone who believes.
也就是说，保罗他所传的这个福音呢，是有神的大能在后面作为后盾，会让他成全的，不至于啊，让他的话，他所传的这个福音的内容成空的、落空的、不以为耻的。
And that is to say, Paul, he deeply understood that the driving force behind sharing the gospel lies in the power of God. And because of the power of God, he's able to propel the gospel.
因为神是信实的神。
Because our God, he is faithful.
所以他必定成全。
Therefore, God, he will bring his promise to come.
他愿意成全，但是他也有权柄来成全。
And God, even though he is willing to bring his promise to fruition, he also has the will to allow it to happen.
我们的能力是有限的。
Because we know that we are limited in our actions.
我们的知识口才也是有限的。
And we also know that we are very limited in our knowledge.
那么人所用的方法也是有限的。
And in the same way, our own ways and methods in the human way is very limited.
但是成全这福音应许的这位神，他是全能的神。
But however, God is the one who will allow our actions to take fruit.
靠着人按着人的意思去做，可能会失败。
And if you were to do it according to your own will, it may fail.
但是今天是借着神的大能来成全这福音。
But today, because we rely on the power of God, and that is why the gospel is able to become true.
所以不会让我们蒙羞的。
And therefore, we will not become ashamed.
保罗上说，不以福音为耻。
That's why Paul says that I am not ashamed of the gospel.
因为这是神的大能。
Because it is the power of God.
那我们再进一步来谈，那福音是神的大能，在哪些方面我们可以看得出来神显出他的大能呢？
And next, let us take a next step further. If it is truly the power of God, then in what ways does it manifest?
那就是神在肉身显现。
And that is to say, God, he manifests himself in the flesh.
这不但显示出神的大爱，也是神的大能。
This not only reveals his great love,But also, it shows his great power.
为什么说神在肉身显现是显示出神的大能呢？
Why is it that we say that the manifestation of God in the flesh reveals his great power?
从灵体的神，他成为肉身的人。
Because a God who is divine and spiritual, he become human in the flesh.
我们都知道主耶稣基督他降生的经过。
And we all know and are very familiar with the story of how Jesus Christ came into this world as a man.
我们知道玛利亚是怎么样怀孕的。
We also know how Mary got pregnant.
她是不经由人男女的结合，按着自然生育的这个法则来出生的。
Because Mary, the conception of Mary was not through human ways.
他是从神的灵来感动玛利亚，使他跳脱了自然生育的法则，奇妙地显出出神的大能，让玛利亚怀孕而生出耶稣基督来。
But rather, Mary was able to conceive because of the great divide in the divine, and that is how God came down to this world and became flesh.
所以圣经说，神在肉身显现。
That is why the Bible says that God manifests himself in the flesh.
道成了肉身。
And that the word become flesh.
就住在我们中间，在人间啊，来推动这个福音的工作。
And the word live among us and propel the gospel.
那么当主耶稣他被钉在十字架的时候，
And when our Lord Jesus Christ was hung on the cross,
后来他断气了。
And then later he gave up his breath.
在坟墓里头啊，在第三天他就复活。
And that when he is lying in the tomb, after the third day, he resurrected.
我们再来看以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter
1. 以弗所书一章，我们请看第十八节。
Ephesians 1 verse 18.
十八节，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在使徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。十九节
19.
并且知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。二十节
20.
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边以上。福音的大能就是使耶稣基督从死里复活。
So the power of God is to allow Lord Jesus to be resurrected from death.
所以这个地方保罗他说啊，他深切的愿意啊，所有的信徒都能够明白神的救恩有何等大的荣耀。
And that is why Paul here deeply desired that all the believers are able to understand the mystery of the gospel.
并且真正的能够知道神在相信他的人身上所显出的能力是何等的大。
And also the great power that God is able to manifest through those who believe in him.
有多大的能力呢？
And what is the greatness of this power?
二十节在补充第十九节所说的。
And verse 20 elaborate upon verse 19.
也就是说，是让耶稣基督从死里复活的这个大能大力。
And this great power raised Lord Jesus from the dead.
这个不是力量的大跟小。
And this power does not matter in its greatness or how small it is.
这是对生命有没有掌握的这个权力的这个差别。
But rather it lies in terms of the power as to whether you grasp hold of life.
不管在这个世界上从人来的或者从这个世界从物质来的力量有多大，都不能够去掌握生命。
Because it does not matter how great the power is that you can grasp hold of in this world, no power is greater than life.
因为那个不是力量大小的问题。
Because the power does not lie in how big or small it is.
那是有没有掌握生命权的这个问题。
But rather, the power lies in whether you have the authority over life or not.
人间的力量既然不能够去掌握生命的这个权利，那么那根本就不能够让一个人从死里来复活。
Since we know that there is no human power that can exercise the authority over death.
但是神的大能会让我们从死里复活。
But we know that the power of God will allow us to resurrect from the dead.
就像耶稣基督从死里复活一样。
And just like how Lord Jesus resurrected from the dead.
这就是我们将来复活有永生盼望的一个依据啊，一个后盾的推动力。
And that is the promise for us for our own future resurrection in terms of our own salvation.
那么我们从这里来认识的时候，我们就带有信心。
And so if we were to understand this truth, it will anchor our faith.
而且我们真的知道说，将来永生的盼望是真实啊，是真正会存在的，会实现的。
Because then we will truly be convicted that our salvation is true and that our future resurrection will be true.
这都是神大能的表现。
Because all of it lies in the great power of God.
另外，主耶稣从死里复活也让我们来了解他能够败坏掌死权的魔鬼。
And also the next point is that we know that Lord Jesus is able to subdue the enemies and also that of death.
我们可以参考一下希伯来书二章十四节十五节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15.
希伯来书二章十四节十五节。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15.
他这里提到我们信主的人呢、啊、是有血肉之体。
Over here it says that we children of God have flesh and blood.
所以耶稣基督他成全救恩的时候，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体。
And that is why when Lord Jesus came in the flesh,He also came in the form of our human being.
因为他成为血肉之体呢，他的身体才会死亡。
And because he carries the human body, that is why his flesh and blood will also go into death.
才能代替我们来尝这个死味。
And that is how Lord Jesus is able to taste death on our behalf.
但是呢，他同时带着神性。
But at the same time, Lord Jesus carries divinity of God.
他的血肉之体死了。
His flesh and blood pass away and die.
但是又复活。
But yet resurrect again.
用这样的一个从死里复活的这个动作呢，来败坏的魔鬼的权柄。
And this is the action of the flesh going through death and then overcoming death itself. That is how he overcome the evil ones.
死亡是掌握在魔鬼手中。
Because death lies in the authority of the devil.
死权在他手中。
Because the power of death lies in the hands of the devil.
但是主耶稣的死呢，并没有被魔鬼掌握。
But however, the death of Lord Jesus Christ was not overcome by the devil.
超越魔鬼的权柄。
But rather, it overcome and transcend over the authority of the devil.
他能够从死里复活。
And that is why Lord Jesus is able to resurrect from death.
所以耶稣基督的所成全的这个福音的真理，他这个福音的这个救恩呢，他是让我们知道显示出神的大能，让我们能够胜过魔鬼的权柄。
And that is why Lord Jesus is able to overcome death and to allow the authority of death, and that is the devil, the evil one, to be subdued.
然后呢，这就解释了为什么基督徒心中有盼望，面对死亡他也不害怕。
And that is why it explains how we Christians have this hope that we will never die.
为什么这么大的力量?
And that we're not afraid of death. Where does this great power comes from?
传道人常常有这个机会啊，陪伴教会的同龄走完人生最后的一段路。
And as a preacher, I'm often there at the last moment of the life of many members.
很多家属他会打电话我的亲人快要过世了。
And very often we'll receive phone calls from our church members telling us that their family members are passing away.
大概传道者都会赶到那个地方去。
And then very often the preacher will rush over there.
我曾经去拜访访问了一位医生宣布他只剩下三个小时生命的一个病人。
And once I visited a patient where it was proclaimed that he had only 3 hours of life left in this world.
他并不是从小信主。
And he was not a believer since he was young.
他的信主的时间并不是很长。
And as a believer himself, it was not a very long time.
他有几个星期的时间。
He was a new believer of only several weeks.
在最后他弥留的状态当中，他剩大概是最后剩下这个听觉。
And during his last moment of his life, in his unconscious state, he only left his sense of hearing.
他是癌症很严重，快死了。
And because he was afflicted with cancer and it is terminal.
我靠在他的耳朵旁边，我问他，你知道我是谁吗？
And when I came close to him by his bedside, I spoke to him into his ears, do you know who I am?
你知道你的生命剩多久的时间吗？
And do you know how many days of your life is left?
你会感觉痛吗?
Do you feel pain?
他摇头。
And he shook his head.
你会害怕吗?
Are you afraid?
他摇头。
And he shook his head.
他知道他快要走了。
He knew that his time is coming.
但是他心里还是平安的。
But he's filled with great peace in his heart.
这不是药物的力量。
And he wasn't under the influence of any medicine or drugs.
这也不是医生的力量。
And nor was he under the power of the doctor.
这也不是总统下的一道令，你不可以害怕，你快要死了，你不可以怕，不是这。
And nor did the president came down with a command telling him that you should not fear because you're going to die.
也不是说我给你一百万，你不要怕，不是这样。
Or not, or and also it wasn't because he was given a lottery, and that is why with a lot of money he's not afraid.
是什么力量让他不害怕
？What is this power that gave him no fear？
因为已经耶稣基督从死里复活，败坏魔鬼的权柄，相信他的人也要胜过魔鬼的权柄，不害怕，有盼望在心里。
And because he believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, his Lord and Savior, who has overcome the taste and the sting of death, and that is why he has no fear.
福音就是神的大能。
Because the gospel is the great power of God.
让我们有信心来传扬。
And that it allows us to have the faith to spread the gospel.
神的大能要成全。
And the power of God will be manifested.
第二。
The second point.
福音的本质是神的慈爱。
The essence of the gospel is to manifest God's love.
我们从几个地方可以看见神的大爱。
And in several ways can we see the love of God.
福音是以神的爱作为推动力，从一个源头来进行。
Because the source of the gospel is the love of God, and the love of God is the driving force behind the gospel.
因为神是爱。
Because God is love.
那么爱是有动力的，是创造的，有动力的。
And love itself is a creative force. It has power. It has strength.
当这个爱要行动，要往外延伸的时候呢，神就创造了，而且神救赎了我们。
And when this love is going out in its action, in its strength, and through its power, God created us.
所以神不能不爱，神不能不创造，神不能不救赎。
And that is why it is impossible for God not to love, nor for him to create, nor for him to save.
因为爱是动力。
Because love itself is a driving force.
他要行动的。
It is an action, it is a verb.
那么当神的爱往外延伸的时候，他就创造了。
And when God's love goes forward, he is creating.
让我们来享受他的爱。
So that we can experience his love.
当人堕落的时候，神拯救了。
And when man falls, God saved him.
所以创造救赎都是神的爱。
And that is why the plan of salvation is because of the love of God.
神什么时候爱我们？
When did God love us?
我们看以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书一章，我们请看第三节。
Ephesians 1 verse 3.
这里保罗写信给以弗所教会的信徒，他这样说。
And here Paul wrote to the Ephesian church, and this is what he says.
他说，我们的神曾在耶稣基督里赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
That our God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places of Christ.
第四节以后，他就列举了有多少神要给我们的属灵的福气。
And from verse 4, he laid down all the promises that God is going to give us.
他提到神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们。
Here it says that God has chosen us before the foundation of this world.
也就是说，当还没有创造以前呢
？That is to say, prior to His creation.
当万物还没有被造以前，神已经预定、预备好了，要让我们在耶稣基督里得到救恩。
That is to say, prior to the entire creation of the universe.God has already predestined and pre-planned for us to enjoy His salvation in the Lord Jesus.
这就是神的爱了。
That is the love of God.
当我们还没有出生
，Before we are born，
我们还没有存在的时候
，Before we exist in this world，
神已经爱我们了。
God already loves us.
孩子还没有出世以前
，Before a child is born，
他的婴儿服、他的婴儿车啊，很多很多的东西，父母都预备好了。
And all the wonderful little precious things for the little baby are already prepared by the parents.
他的爱是这么样的周详，预备这个孩子来出生。
And the love is so complete, ready in anticipation of the new life.
这就是神的爱。
And that is the love of God.
神在时间跟空间之外。
And God, He exists outside this space and time of this world.
人是在时间跟空间里头生活。
Because we men live in this three-dimensional world of space and time.
所以当时间往前走的时候，会有前后的次序。
So when time is moving forward, there's tomorrow and there's yesterday.
因为人在时间里头，人在空间里面。
Because we are caught in this time and in this space of this three-dimensional world.
神创造时间空间，所以他就死在时间空间之外，他不受时空的限制。
And since God, He creates this three-dimensional world, He is outside of this time and space. He is not controlled by time.
我们在时间里头，时间往前走，会有前后次序，所以有创世，有堕落，有神预备救，有神拯救，这样的一个次序。
And because we live in this time frame in a linear way, that is why there is a creation, and then the fall, and then the salvation.
但是神在时间之外、空间之外，他看都是一样的，都是只有这一点，都是只有现在。
But however, because God, He is outside of this linear time. For Him, time is just but a dot along this line.
所以，他还没有创造，就先预备救恩。
That is why, even before He created the universe, He already prepared the salvation for us.
这句话很值得我们回去好好再想想看。
And it's something that is really worthy for us to ponder upon.
还没有创造就先预备救恩。
Before He created the universe, He prepared salvation for us.
不但显示出神的大爱。
This not only manifests the great love of God.
这也是神的智慧。
But it also shows the deep wisdom of God.
所以我们好好想想看，这个福音的本质。我们慢慢去体会的时候，我们会感动，我们会不能不说，我们会这样的。
That is why when we take the time to think, to really think, that the essence of God's love lies in this precious gospel. That is why we have to share.
我们已经认识了这么东西的本质是这么完美的，这么好的，我们不能不说的，我们会把它传出去的。
And since we know that the essence of this gospel is so beautiful, is so perfect.Therefore, we have to share it.
我们再看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章，我们从第六节来看。
Romans chapter 5, verse 6.
保罗说，基督对我们的爱是当我们还在软弱的时候就给我们。
And Paul says that the love of Christ is given to us when we are weak.
并且他已经在历史中定了一个日期。
And that in the time of history, he has also set aside a date.
表示神很看重这件事情。
That is to say, God, he deeply emphasized upon this matter.
在历史的时间往前走的某一个点呢，是神已经把它设定好，是要耶稣基督在这个时候来降生，要为我们钉在十字架上。
And that is to say, along this timeline, there is a special dot.And that this time will happen when the Lord Jesus Christ will be born into this world.
神虽然在时间空间之外，
even though God, He is outside of our time and space,
但是他不是任由我们自生自灭。
But however, He does not allow us to just live and perish on our own.
他牺牲自己，他成为血肉之体，进入人类的历史里面。
And Lord, He lowered Himself.So that he can come into our time and space as human.
他受时间跟空间要限制。
And then now he is being controlled by time and space.
为了要证明在这个时间点上呢，是他所预备的，要为人类来牺牲生命。
And this is to prove that along this dot in this timeline, he is going to come to sacrifice his life for us.
我们已经为我们的儿女呢，空出的一个时间。这一个月的时间就是要给儿女的，我们要回自己的地方，以前的地方，我们要去回去探亲。
And we can also put it in this way, as parents, we put aside a time, a pocket of time for 1 month for our children before we leave to visit our relatives.
我们把一切的事情都排开了，不管风吹雨打，不管天大地大的事情，我通通弄开了，这就是给我孩子的时间。
And we put aside everything in our schedule, all the priorities are gone.This time and this slot of time is reserved for our children alone.
现在我们的孩子变成主角。
So now our children, they become the one in our focus.
变成我们关注的焦点。
And they are right in the center line of our eyes.
是我们心中所看为重要的。
And they took priority over everything.
我们本来可以不跟他们玩这个儿童游戏的。
And it is true that we do not need to play this game with them.
但是父亲跪下来了，跟孩子玩 躲躲猫，跟孩子玩捉迷藏，我们趴下来当牛当马给我们的孩子骑在背上。我们是大人，我们本来可以不跟他们一起玩这个儿童游戏的，但是孩子最重要，我要为孩子屈下身来，孩子是主体，这就是父亲的爱啊。
And because of the love of the father and as a parent, during this pocket of time that you have set aside and allocated for your children, what will you do? You will come down on your knees and you will come down to the floor at the level of your children. You'll play with them, hide and seek or whatever games because they are so important to you.
那么神控诉了这个时间，定了这个时间要做什么事情？
And in the same way, our Heavenly Father, He has put aside this pocket of time for us. And what does He plan to do?
为罪人死。
And He planned to die for sinners.
能有这种事情呢？
And that is such a strange thing, don't you think?
应该说，公义的神已经定了一个时间要审判罪人，这样才是合理嘛？我们都可以了解吧。
And it would be good to say, or rather safe to say, that this righteous God, He should set aside a time to come and judge the sinners, don't you think?
神固然将来要审判罪人的。
But even though it's true that in the future God will come and judge the sinners,
但是他审判罪人之前，他先为罪人死。
But before he judged the sinners, first he would die for them.
符合了，满足了他爱的要求跟公义的要求。
Because that will fulfill his righteousness and also his mercy.
而且将来神曾经为他们死的这些罪人被审判的时候是没有话说的。
So that in future, all these sinners who are judged by God Himself, they will have no excuse at all.
神曾经为罪人死，要拯救罪人，但是他不接受。当他不接受的时候，那就是按着他自己的行为要被审判。
Because God has already died for you sinners, and if you sinners do not accept this salvation, then you'll be condemned by your own sins.
我们再想想保罗说的话呢，我们会感动。
Let's ponder back again on what Paul has said over here, and we will be deeply touched.
这是神的大爱。
Because that's the great love of God.
第七节也是这样说的。
And verse 7 says it in the same way.
罪人是该死的。
Sinners, they are supposed to die.
罪人是不可爱的。
They are condemned.
但是神爱那些不可爱的。
But yet God loves those who are condemned.
神要拯救那些该死的。
And God loves and wants to save those who ought to die.
当我们还做罪人的时候，基督就为我们死了。
While we are still sinners, Jesus died for us.
想不透的。
And this is beyond our understanding.
所以基督的牺牲是超越人的想象，超越人的理解，那个爱是这么大，大到我们没有办法去理解的。
And that is why the salvation of Christ, it is so deep, it is so profound, it goes beyond any human understanding that we can perceive.
那么如今我们了解，我们当然就要去传扬。
And now that we truly understand, we must share this gospel.
我们知道这福音的本质，我们不能不说的。
And since we know the true essence of this gospel, we must speak out.
第三。
Third.
福音的本质是神的义。
The essence of the gospel is to manifest the righteousness of God.
我们再翻回来看罗马书第一章。
And let's turn back to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书一章，我们请看十七节。
Romans 1 verse 17。
一章十七节。
Romans 1 verse 17。
神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。第十八节。
Verse 18。
原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。好，我们读到这里。保罗说，福音是显明神的义。
Over here, Paul says that the gospel reveals the righteousness of God.
也就是神要以那些相信他的人呢为义，称他们为义。
And that is to say, God desired to justify the believers to become faithful in His eyes.
那么当人被神称为义的时候，
And when human beings are justified by faith before God's eyes,
他所得到的，他被算为义的那个义是神的义的，不是人的义的。
And this righteousness is the righteousness of God and no longer that of man.
也就是说，既然是神的义呢，他就不会落在神的审判底下。
And that is to say, since this righteousness is of God, then this man will not become condemned.
但是人如果要按着自己的道德行为呢来称义的话呢，那么神就会 以完全的标准来要求他，那么审判他，人是不可能达到那个要求的。
But however, if a person wants to be justified by his works, then that is impossible, because no works can cover the righteousness of God.
人的道德行为常常是选择性的。
Because our righteousness and our own actions is due to our own choices and selection.
常常是部分的选择。
Very often, there is partiality involved.
是自以为的标准。
And is also based according to your own level of standard.
好像一件衣服是残缺不全的。
For example, if you look at a piece of garment, it looks perfect.
我们不当强盗，我们不当小偷。
We are not robbers, not thieves.
但不是不当强盗，不当小偷就没有错了。
But it does not mean that you do not steal or you do not rob, then you have no wrong.
我们还有很多的缺陷。
We still have many wrongcomings.
所以按着自己这一套破烂不堪的德性，想要跟神来换永生是不可能的。
So therefore, if we desire to use our perfect garment of works to come and exchange the salvation of God, that is impossible.
那么因此呢，就不能以人的义来得到神的悦纳。
That is why there is no way we can put on our own garment of righteousness to stand before our holy God and to be pleased in His eyes.
领受神的义了。
Then the only way is for us to receive the righteousness of God.
怎么样得到神的义呢？
How do we receive it?
怎么样让神称我们为义呢?
How do we become justified by God's righteousness?
就是借着神所预备的方法。
And it is through the way that God has prepared for us.
那就是借着神所预备的羔羊为我们流血，我们因着信相信他，我们来接受他宝血的洁净，在他血的印记底下，罪孽消除，我们就称为义了。
And the only way for us to receive our salvation is by relying on the blood of the Lamb, because this Lamb of God has come to be sacrificed and shed His blood for us. And for us, once we are baptized into this blood, our sins will be washed away and we will be justified to become righteous.
那么这个义呢，就是神给我们的义了。
And then we put on the garment of righteousness that comes from God.
所以神称我们为义，这是超越律法的。
That is why when God claims us to be righteous, it surpasses all the laws that's written.
并且去超越人间一切的方法。
It also surpasses all the ways of the humans.
有一些宗教他们想要借着刻苦己身、吃斋、不杀生、来做一种义的这个表现。
And we also see that several religions out there that proclaim that you can receive nirvana by your deep meditation.
我们都知道这些都是人偏颇的观念，都是自己的私见、自己的标准去想象出来的一套宗教的这个这种宗教的这种行为。
And we know that all these religions are based on man's ways who created these kind of methods for people to follow.
那既然是人所想出来的
，and since these ways came out from the human mind，
那不是从神来的
，it did not come from God。
那我来探讨一下人的头脑。
Then let us look into this brain of so-called man。
亚当夏娃以后，人的思想呢就已经有罪进入里头了。
And after Adam and Eve have fallen, the root of sin and death has planted its way into the human mind.
常常是自私的，从小就存着恶念的。
And that we know that humans are born with selfishness and also evil mind.
而且他的脑子呢是受限制的。
And that the brain is also very limited in its thinking.
是污秽的。
And that it is filthy by nature.
软弱有限，污秽又是堕落的。
And it is weak, it is fallen.It is filthy, and these are the nature of the fallen human mind.
人用这样的思想去想象出一位神，去制定出一套宗教的这个理论的体系，显然它是不全的，是软弱的，常常带着污秽的，是受限制的。
And this little tiny human brain that is filthy, that is fallen, it has no way to perceive or to even understand.This great divine power of the Holy God.
所以，它就变成一种 他们的神也是受限制的。
Therefore, those god of the other religions are also limited because it's imagined and created by the limited human mind.
他们所想出来没有办法达到那位完全的神的要求。
And the ways that they have invented will never be able to achieve the level of the god that they imagine.
那我们都了解到那些宗教的限制性。
And since we understand the limited ways of those false religions,
他们要以人的义来代替神的义是行不通的。
They desire to use the righteousness of man to overcome the righteousness of God, and that will never work.
从这里就看到了，福音就是神的义。
And from this, we know and understand that the gospel is the righteousness of God.
第四点，我们来谈福音的本质是神的智慧。
And the fourth point is that the essence of God is the wisdom of God.
十字架它本来是一个羞耻的一个记号。
In fact, the cross or the crucifixion, it is a symbol of shame in the ancient time.
是一个罪犯受重刑的一个刑具。
Because the crucifixion, it is designed for the criminal to be punished.
耶稣基督被钉死，在当时大家都认为是基督教的失败。
And when Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, everyone deemed it as a great failure for Christianity in those days.
耶稣被钉十字架之前，他任凭人怎么样的羞辱讥笑，他是一个失败的一个人。
And prior to Lord Jesus Christ's crucifixion, he endured the mockery and also the shame coming from his attackers.
他说他是神的儿子，但为什么他不能够从十字架上下来？
People say that if you are the son of God, why don't you jump down from the cross?
他说他是大卫的子孙，是王，为什么他的门徒不为他征战，反而逃走了？
And if you claim that you are the son of the king or that of David, then why is it that your disciples do not fight for you and engage into war?
耶稣被钉死十字架，要借着这样来拯救罪人，这算是哪一种的救法？
And since Lord Jesus has to be crucified on the cross in order to save human life, what kind of method of salvation is that?
从很多的角度来看，耶稣基督受死被钉十字架，它是一个羞愧的、羞耻的，是不值一谈，是失败的。
So no matter how the people around them try to rationalize this action of the Lord Jesus, no matter how they look at it from every perspective, the crucifixion of Lord Jesus is a great shame.
耶稣没有军队。
Jesus does not have any army,
但是有千千万万的基督徒要为他牺牲生命。
But yet there were thousands upon thousands of Christians who are willing to die for Jesus.
希腊帝国、罗马帝国如今安在？
And the Roman Empire was very powerful.
亚历山大、凯撒皇帝，他们都是带着军队去侵略别人、杀害别人、流别人的血，让自己得到政治的利益。
And we know that Alexander the Great and also Julius Caesar, they go around conquering all the different lands so that their kingdom can become greater and greater.
但是耶稣是流出自己的血来赎人的罪。
But however, Lord Jesus, he shed his own blood so that he can redeem us.
亚历山大跟耶稣基督一样活到33岁。
Alexander the Great, his lifespan is the same as Lord Jesus, 33 years he lived.
但是当亚历山大他死的时候，被抬在他的京都里头来示众，他的手就从棺木里头伸出来，告诉世人他打拼了一辈子，但是两手空空。
And when Alexander the Great, when he was lying in his casket and going along in the parade, his hands were being carved out from the casket, showing everyone that he left empty-handed, even though he conquered the entire world.
耶稣被钉在十字架上，最后断气以前，他说成了。
Lord Jesus, when he was crucified prior to his death, he gave his last breath and said that it's finished.
亚历山大说完了，没有了，空了。
Alexander the Great, on the other hand, says that I'm done, I'm finished, I'm gone.
耶稣说成了。
But Jesus said it is finished.
现在不再有人为亚历山大来效命。
No longer will anyone serve Alexander the Great.
今天还有千千万万的基督徒要为主耶稣基督来成为 真理的这个殉道者。
But yet today there are still thousands upon thousands of Christians following the Lord Jesus.
人看是愚昧的。
What is deemed foolish in the eyes of man?
但却是神的智慧。
But yet within it lies the profound wisdom of God.
我们请看以弗所书第三章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书三章，我们请看第四节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 4。
保罗写信告诉以弗所的信徒说：“你们念了这些信，就知道他深知基督的奥秘。”
And here Paul says that when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ.
这就是福音的奥秘。
That is the mystery of the gospel.
那么这个福音的奥秘是怎么样？在第五节又写了。
And verse 5, it lays out the mystery of the gospel.
这福音的奥秘在以前的世代，就是在耶稣基督他降生以前，没有人知道。
And that is to say, in the other ages, it was not made known to the sons of man.
是神不让人知道。
Because God, he does not desire any man to know.
是借着历代的先知呢，来说预言。
But rather, it was revealed by the Holy Spirit to the...By the prophets and the apostles.
但是先知所说的预言呢，是在主耶稣降生，他成全救恩的那个时候呢，才解开那个奥秘的。
But however, all the prophecies that were spoken by the prophets were only revealed when Jesus Christ was born and the mystery was solved.
这个奥秘就显示出神的智慧了。
And this mystery revealed the great wisdom of God.
包括魔鬼也不知道。
Even the devil himself did not know.
这个奥秘的内容就是在第六节所写的。
And the mystery of this content was made known in verse 6.
就是外邦人也要在耶稣基督里呢，借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同蒙应许。
That is to say, even the Gentiles, the non-believers, they will also become fellow heirs and become the same inheritance of the promise of God.
保罗他知道这个奥秘，所以他就写信给以弗所教会。
Paul, he knew this mystery, that is why he wrote the letter to the Ephesian church.
那么这个奥秘对我们今天来讲有什么意义呢？
But however, this mystery, what kind of meaning and significance does it hold for us today?
就是告诉我们说，耶稣基督所成全的福音，他是要救万人的，是全世界的人都是在神的拯救的范围之内。
And it is to allow us to understand that this gospel of God, of his salvation, it embraces...All people, Jews and Gentiles.
并且在今天这个末世的时候呢，这个奥秘是要借着教会去把它传开的，要解开这个奥秘的。
And also in the last days, when we're living in this world, this mystery is to be revealed and to be expounded by the church.
不但要让我们知道这个奥秘的内容是什么。
Not only will we understand the content of this mystery.
第九节说。
Verse 9, it says.
也让我们明白。
It will also allow us to understand
这个隐藏在创造万物之神里面的这个奥秘是如何安排的。
That this wisdom that is hidden since the time of creation, which is hidden in God, and how it was being planned
是怎么样来成全的。
And how it was to be manifested and revealed.
就是第十节，要借着教会使人都知道神百般的智慧。
And verse 10, it says that this wisdom of God, this deep and great wisdom, is to be made known by the church.
简单说，今天耶稣基督借着教会要把这个福音传开来。
To put it simply, that is to say that today God desires this gospel to be preached by the church.
这是最好的消息。
That is the good news.
所有的人都要在基督里得到救恩。
That all mankind, every single one of them,will be saved by the Lord Jesus.
这是神所安排的。
That is planned and arranged by God.
在今天借着教会要把它传扬。
That today, through the church, this will be proclaimed.
所以我们是被神附托的。
And that is why today we are the ambassadors of God. We carry this commission.
福音是神的大能。
Because the gospel is the great power of God.
神的慈爱。
It is the love of God.
神的义。
It is the righteousness of God.
神的智慧。
It is the wisdom of God.
我们在做一个回顾的时候呢，我们就知道这个东西这么好。
And when we think back, we will truly understand the value of this precious gospel.
我们应该赶快让人家知道这么好的东西。
We must run out and share it with everyone that we know.
好，我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn
507首。
507.